Amen.
Thank you for the Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for your word.
Amen.
Lord, anoint our brother tonight.
Amen.
Open every one of us.
Amen.
More of you.
Amen.
We pray for your flowing.
Amen.
Go out tonight.
Amen.
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 Lord, thank you for gathering us tonight into your name.
Amen.
We come out of everything else.
Amen.
Strengthen us into our inner man.
Amen.
Strengthen us spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Thank you for the cleansing of your blood.
Amen.
Thank you. We can all come forward.
Amen.
To your throne of grace.
Amen.
Grace us all tonight.
Amen.
Grace us all tonight.
Amen.
Into you.
Amen.
Thank you for the precious blood.
Amen.
That gives us the access to the throne.
Amen.
Speak a fresh word to
us.
Lord, we fully open our being to you.
Amen.
Lord, we open our being to you.
Amen.
Oh, we come to you tonight.
Amen.
Come into you tonight. Bless the fellowship. Bless the speaking. Open our
在这儿
Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Amen.
Into us, Lord.
Amen.
Right. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your precious blood.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you that we can be here tonight.
Amen.
Why does it say mute?
Take us on. That
doesn't mute. It's not wrong, but what is it?
You just have to mute.
Yeah, okay.
You just have to
hit.
You just have to hit set.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
heart's delight. And where my heart finds rest.
We are very happy that Brother Ke Xin can come to the East Coast and to have fellowship with us.
Amen.
那我们知道，同时就是在这个 New Jersey， 我们有这个春季的华语的特会。And
just this past weekend, we had the Northeast Chinese Speaking Conference. In New Jersey.
李军在那里也释放信息，也给我们很多很好的交通。
And he also released a message, and we had very good fellowship.
那么昨天早晨呢，在这里，他也在这里给我们有交通。
Yesterday morning, he was here also having fellowship with all of us.
但是呢，你们知道，昨天早上我们很多弟兄姊妹不在这里，因为在这个。
But many Chinese-speaking saints, they were in New Jersey because the conference wasn't over yesterday morning.
所以，我们昨天在早晨在New Jersey的都错过了李弟兄昨天的交通。So
we all, the ones who were in New Jersey, missed our brother's fellowship.
那所以呢，我们觉得今天晚上也希望大家。 昨天没有来的圣儿子，你昨天来了，再来听他一遍。
So we ask all the saints, were not here yesterday to come, but the saints were here yesterday. We also are here to have this fellowship.
其实真正讲起来啊，像我们跟这个李克信弟兄啊，并不陌生，我们是老朋友嘛。
In fact, we are very familiar with the brother 克信。
因为什么呢？因为
Because for many years, the saints from New York went to the conference and the trainings by Brother Lee.
他是住在西岸，所以呢，他当然每一次都来。
And he resides in the West Coast. So he goes to all the conferences and trainings, and we see him all the time. So we get familiar with one another. So also he get to know that every August we have fellowship, not formal fellowship, but we come together to get ready for the new semester of the school, of all the college campuses. So he also joined us for the fellowship. But one day he told me, maybe the things I'm telling you, he may not remember, but you know, he will tell him.
他对我讲什么呢？他说你们在东岸的弟兄，每一次都要去坐飞机，两次到西岸去。他觉得他要来东岸参加我们八月的那个交通啊，他不好意思再叫我们飞过去，所以他就每年八月就从西岸飞到东岸来。
Because we in the East Coast, we always fly to the West Coast. So he feels that he will join us from West Coast to fly to East Coast to have this fellowship. And that was about year 2000. What was the topic concerning this fellowship? It was always by the leading of the Spirit. There was no any particular subject. And through fellowship, eventually we have a friend of thought. In the Old Testament, there was a story concerning that Jehovah said that he has kept 7,000. They have not bowed their knee to Baal.
Baal is 旧约时候的那些,
Baal is one of the idols in the Old Testament.
那么,所以呢, 我们那个就是说, 既然神已经留下了七千人了, 我们就应该
So the burden the Lord led us was that we should gain 7,000 for the Lord.
那么既然要得到这七千人呢，这我们就觉得是得到七千个这个在学校的学生。
So we want to gain 7,000 students from the campuses.
那个时候我们就想好，我们应该要去到七十个大学去做。
Then we decided to go to 70 campuses to gain these students.
所以那一年呢，这个柯兴弟兄他就是从西岸乘飞机到东岸来的时候，他一路就在那里算，在Mississippi和西面一共有多少的这个大学，我们应该要去传福音的。
He was counting how many campuses. West of Mississippi. How many campuses we should go there and preach the gospel?
那么当他过了 Mississippi River 那以后，他到了这里，他就跟我们讲，他算来算去，只算出了54个大学。And
he told us that when he numbered these campuses, there were only 54.
那么他一讲这个。 在 Mississippi River 那边, 只有54个大学, 但是这边在东岸呢, 很多很多大学。
Then he realized there are more campuses on the east coast than the west of Mississippi.
那我们谈谈谈就觉得说，不要只去七十个大学，我们要去一百个大学。
And then we said, we should go to 100 campuses instead of 70.
因为东岸这边有很多很多的大学，有名的大学，很多大学生。
Because on the east coast there are many famous colleges and many other colleges.
所以当我们决定好，我们就开始在一百所大学里面来传福音。那么我们的目标就不要光是得到七千人了，就应该得到什么？一万人。
Then we said, then we should not gain just 7,000. Since we are going to 100 campuses, we should gain 10,000.
那么这样子谈来谈去，就谈出这么一个结果来。
So this was the result of our fellowship.
那我们都知道，到了这个2003年的时候，那是第一次开始有学者学人工作的那个特别聚会训练。
So in the year 2003, we had the first scholars work training.
那么在我们做这个十周年纪念的时候，我们就统计一下到底这十年里面我们是个什么情形，有什么结果。
Then we review in the year 2013, after 10 years, what was the result?
那就是这十年呢，我们真的就有一万人受浸。
So we indeed got 10,000 students saved.
所以我们要把这个胃口啊大大张开，主就大大的赐给我们。
So we need to open our mouth wide, and the Lord will fill it.
我们只是觉得说，虽然有一万人受浸，但是真正蒙成全的人不够。
We also realize, even though we got 10,000 saved and baptized, so, but the ones perfected are very few.
那么我的点在哪里呢？我们常常在这里聊天聊，但是呢，我们不是瞎聊天，谈来谈去都是神的经纶，都是神在地上要做的工作。
But we our discussion when we come together are not just vain words, vain talking, but we are fellowship concerning God's economy and God's work.
所以虽然我们在东岸，他在西岸，但是我们的负担，也就是主的负担，都是同一个负担。
Even though he's in the west coast, we are in the east coast, but our burden is the same.
那么我们知道，希望你们还记得，我们说今年这一年是什么年呢？在这个年里面要做什么呢
？I don't know whether everybody remember what we're going to do this year.
那两件事啊，第一个是什么
？The two things. What is the first one?
还记不记得？啊？第一件事就是要进步。
The first thing is we need to advance.
因为以往虽然我们有很多的聚会，这个那个，但是呢，聚会是聚会了，但是那个聚会常常并不是很丰富。
We had many meetings, but the meetings are not so rich.
那特别是像薄饼聚会，那需要改进的非常非常的多。
Especially concerning the Lord's Table meeting, we need much improvement.
所以一个我们需要进步。
So the first thing is we need to improve.
第二件事是什么呢？ We need to advance. 还记不记得
？What is the second one?、
是啊，要扩展呢、啊。
Yes, enlargement.
对于我们在主面前的这个服事，在主面前的追求啊，需要有更多的进步。
Our seeking the law and our learning, we should advance.
同时，我们需要扩展。
But at the same time, we should be enlarged.
如果要扩展的话，那没有办法逃避一件事，我们每个人都要把家打开。
In order to be enlarged, we cannot escape one thing.That is, we all need to open our home.
那关于家打开等等这些事情啊，科信弟兄是最能够帮助我们的。
Concerning open the homes, he is the one can help us the most.
他有非常非常多的经验。
He has many experiences.
所以我现在就请他上来去跟我们交流。
So we give him the.
谢谢。
因为今天这里好像。英文的人比中文还多，所以科兴弟兄需要用英文跟你们讲。
because there are many English speaking ones are here. So he will speak in English and I will translate into Chinese.
Yes, Brother Benjamin said we have been many years together.
陈弟兄刚才提到我们一起很多年了。
He's really my inspiration.
他很叫我受激励。
He's many years of my senior.
他比我年长。
But when we travel together,
当我们一起在旅程上的时候,
he's a very, very energetic.
他是很有能量的一个。
You know, especially one time we travel in Europe, in France.
特别是有一次我们在欧洲在法国在旅程上的时候
For the sake of the gospel
为着福音
And our traveling schedule is extremely tight
我们那个时间是非常的时间排得非常紧
You know, in certain period of time
有些时段的里面
Is that we travel at the night
我们在晚上在行程上
And we labor on the day
然后我们白天做工
And Brother Benjamin just said every minute was with us.
他每一分钟都跟我们在一起。
So if he's not tired, we cannot be tired.
如果他不累了，那我们当然不累了。
So he's really my inspiration.
所以他很叫我受鼓舞。
And he cover our this you know much younger ones and really help us a lot.
他对我们年纪轻一点的是一个遮盖，也帮助我们很多。
Amen. This song we just sang, you know, A52, that was actually was one of my favorite songs.
我们刚才唱的852首诗歌是我非常喜欢的一首。
When I was not long after I got saved.
当我得救不久。
You know, this verse in the Bible says, how do we know that we have passed through death into life?
圣经里面有一个经节讲到我们怎么出死入生。
That is number one, we love the brothers.
我们所以知道我们出死入生是因为我们爱弟兄。
So after God saved, you know, it's an unexplainable love for the saints.
所以在我们得救之后呢,我们就有一种说不出来的这种爱我们的弟兄。
At that time when I got saved, I did not know about denomination, this and that. Just when I find that somebody is a Christian, you know, Christian. Oh, the feeling just well up in me.
当我刚得救的时候呢,我还搞不清楚什么宗派,基督教的宗派,只要我知道一个人是个基督徒,我就非常有那个里面爱他的心情。
I still love all the Christians.
我还是爱所有的基督徒。
Whether in the Lord's recovery or not, because they are my brothers.
不管他们是在主的恢复里,或者不在主的恢复里, 因为他是我的弟兄。
Because at that time my family, my parents were not saved yet.
那时候我家里面的人还没有相信主。
But I have a feeling, you know, the saints seems to me more close to me. I have a more feeling for them than the family members.
那个时候我的感觉就是这些弟兄姊妹他对我非常亲近，甚至比我家人都还更亲近。
I did not know why, but that was the feeling. Of course, later on in the Bible, they told me, because I passed through death into life.
那个时候我不知道为什么，后来我就知道在圣经里面讲到，我们因为爱弟兄，就知道已经出死入生了。
The other aspect, I'm not sure it's explicitly said in the Bible.
另外一件，是我不知道在圣经里面有没有明言。
But it's connected with the previous verse.
也跟另外，就刚才我提到那个经节，是连在一起的。
That is, for unexplainable reason, I love the church.
就是有说不出的原因，我就爱召会。
Because the church is composed of all the saints.
因为召会是由所有的圣徒所构成的。
I just love the church.
我就是爱召会。
One time I remember, you know, in Taiwan, we have this typhoon.
有一次在台湾，那里刚好刮台风。
I live in a place, you know, I have to take the train to Beitou.
他住在一个地方，那个地方是你需要坐火车，然后到另外一个地方叫做北投。
I remember one Friday night, the meeting time.
有一天晚上是星期五晚上。
I went to the meeting.
我去聚会。
But all the doors are closed.
所有的门都关了。
Because it was typhoon.
因为有台风，刮台风的关系。
We did not have internet.
那时候还没有这个网络。
We don't have the Twitter.
也没有这个，你可以送这个。
Nobody told me tonight's meeting was canceled.
也没有人告诉我今天晚上没有聚会。
So it was in the rain, in the typhoon. I went to the meeting.
所以那时候又下雨又刮风台风，我就去聚会去。
I came to the meeting hall.
我到了聚会的会所。
The door was closed.
这个门是关的。
But I still remember.
我还记得。
I just looked at the meeting hall.
我就是看着那个会所。
I was happy.
我心里很高兴。
Not the meeting hall per se, of course.
当然不是因为这个房子。
Because that's where the saints gather.
因为那是圣徒们聚在一起的地方。
That's where I can meet with the saints.
因为在那里我可以跟圣徒相聚。
That's my joy.
这就是我的喜乐。
You know, Christ loved the church.
基督爱教会。
Give himself up for her.
为教会舍己。
Christ died for you and me.
基督为你为我而死。
For the sake that he can gain the church.
为的是他要得着教会。
So Christ loved us, give us himself for us, but also for the church.
所以基督爱我们，爱我们每一个人，他为我们舍己。
I love the church.
他也爱教会，为教会舍己。
I have a lot of feeling for the church.
所以我对教会满了感觉。
Whenever we sing the church about the songs, you know, I just are full of feelings.
所以每次唱到这个关于教会的这个诗歌，我里面满了感觉。
Of course, later on in the by the ministry and the truths.
当然，我们后来接着执事的信息，认识真理。
That initial stage, I did not know why I loved the church so much.
虽然在开始的那个阶段，我不知道我为什么这么爱教会。
But then later on, of course, I know because Christ loved the church so much.
后来我就知道了，我这么爱教会是因为基督爱教会。
So the life of Christ in me loved the church.
所以在我里面，那个生命是一个爱教会的生命。
And of course, later on, through the truths and so forth, we know why the church is so much in God's heart.
当然，借着圣经里面的真理，我们就知道教会是非常在神的心上。
Yeah, that's why he gave himself up for her.
所以他为着教会舍己。
And of course, you know, in this, we know that Christ is building up the church.
当然，我们也知道，基督正在建造教会。
And build up the church through us, because we are the church.
他正在借着我们建造教会，因为我们就是教会。
That's why the Triune God is dispensing Himself into us.
这就是为什么三一神正在把他自己分赐给我们。
And He gave us a solemn, glorious commission.
他给我们一个非常严肃的、大的
that is
一个托付。
That is to spread this good news to all the other people.
就是要把这样好的信息告诉所有其他的人。
You know, this is a special privilege.
这是一个我们的特权。
The Bible says even angels try to look into it, whether they can do it or not.
甚至圣经里面讲甚至天使他深井观望，想要知道这是怎么一回事。
Whether they can do it or
或者他们能够做这件事情。
But no.
但是他们不能做这件事情。
This matter of preaching the gospel reserved.For man.
因为福音的传扬是专专是借着人。
And in this building of the church,
在这个建造教会,
we become his partners.
我们成为他的同伴。
You know, this is in Hebrew.
这是在希伯来书里面讲到的。
This is not only, you know, he gave us the life that we can live him.
他不但是给我们他这个生命，神圣的生命，叫我们能够活他。
Life is for function.
生命也是为着功用。
This function is so that we can collaborate with him.
这功用就是叫我们能够跟他一同来同工。
I still remember Brother Lee in the life study of Hebrews.
我还记得李弟兄在希伯来的生命读经里面。
That is he talk about this C and C Inc.
他提到这个 C 跟 C ABC,
Christ and the Church Incorporation.
这个大的公司。
Christ and the
church. 就是基督和教会，基督是 Christ、
yeah.
教会是 Church， 两个都是 C 字开头的，所以叫做 C 跟 C 这个大公司。
This is the unique universal enterprise.
这是一个非常独一的宇宙的一个企业。
And he doesn't want to do it himself.
而且他不愿意他一个人做。
He invites you to be his partners.
所以他邀请你做他的同 同伙。
You know, this was many, many years ago. I heard that message in Anaheim in the convention center.
That's 这是很多年前在安娜汉的这个大的一个会场我听见他释放的信息。
I was greatly, greatly inspired.
我是非常的受那个话的鼓舞。
Anyway, you know, my point is this.
我要讲的点是在这里。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We have such a privilege.
我们有这样的一个特权。
Let's not waste it.
叫我们不浪费它。
Or pass the opportunity.
或者把这个机会给失去了。
Give ourselves the holy for this.
那我们把全能给这一个。
Maybe I can use a, you know, worldly illustration.
或许我可以用一个图画来说明。
Suppose that, you know, Steve Jobs invites you to be his partner 30 years ago.
如果30年前
20 years ago maybe this.
20年前别人找你啊。
You know, when you got started, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs.
Steve.
Apple.
Steve Jobs. Okay. Steve Jobs.
You are too much in the divine and mystical realm.
Steve Jobs 就是这个苹果公司的他的创办人呐 所以我刚才没有听清楚，他是讲那一个创办人。如果他那二十年前呢，他创办这个公司的时候呢，找你做同伙，
And you decline.
结果你就拒绝他了。
Now today, what would you think?
那你今天呢？你是什么感觉呢
？You'll be in the outer darkness and gnashing your teeth.
那你就在外面黑暗里哀哭切齿。
No, this is not a bad illustration.
这个是一个很好的一个比喻。
Christ is inviting you and me.
基督在邀请你跟我。
To be a partner to this universal Christ and the Church incorporation.
来有份呐。这个宇宙的基督与教会的大公司
，and you don't want to have a share in it，
反而你不愿意有份
，and one day you will indeed gnash the teeth，
那有一天呢，你就会真会在黑暗中哀哭切齿。
If you know the Steve Jobs situation, you probably sell everything, collect all the money to put all your money there to get the most number of shares。
如果你认识这个 Steve Jobs 这个人他后来这个公司怎么样的话，那你就会贩卖所有的来跟他一起同伙。
You say, well, you want to invest $10,000?
你投资10万，就是10,000块钱嘛。
I will get all my, you know, I will just sell everything, you know, to change into the cash to put all into it.
我会把我所有的财产都变卖，然后有这个变成现金来投资在这个公司里。
The earlier you put in, the better.
越早参加有股份那你越好。
Isn't that true?
对不对
？The saints, today Christ invites you to get into this, have a share. All this.
今天基督他邀请你能够一同有份。
And there's a great, great, great reward.
而且这个是有一个很大很大的报偿。
Otherwise, one day will indeed regret.
不然的话，有一天我们就会后悔。
You're gonna hate yourself.
你会自己打自己。
No, it would be really gnashing the teeth.
那你真会哀哭切齿。
Lord Jesus, and this is what I'm saying about open up your homes.
这就是我要讲的，我们要关于我们把家打开的事情。
In this universal incorporation of Christ and the Church.
在这个宇宙的基督与教会的这个大企业
That is God and man, you know, triune God incorporated into the regenerated, transformed, and the human being, tripartite man.
这个公司是这个经过过程的三一神跟我们这班救赎重生变化的人一个大的公司。
Yeah, this God and man incorporated.
就是神人
together
合并的一个大的企业。
This is a universal.
这是宇宙性的。
This one is eternal.
这也是永远的。
Hallelujah. But to do this, we need to put ourselves into it.
但是要做这件事情，我们就需要全能摆进来。
The most practical way for us, actually, this is a God-ordained way, is that to open up our homes.
这是最实际的路，这也是神命令的路。
Because
就是把我们的家打开。
Because that's where we live.
因为我们的家就是我们所住的地方。
The truth is so that the life can be brought into us.
这个真理就是说到 我们这样能够得着这个生命。
Because we heard the word of the truth.
因为我们听见了真理的话。
The word is the spirit and the life.
这个神的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
And then by that we got saved.
啊，借着这样的话，我们得救了。
We got regenerated.
啊，我们重生了。
We receive God's life into us.
我们把神圣的生命接受到我们里面。
And this life in us will renew us, transform us.
这个生命进到我们里面啊，它重生我们啊，它要变化我们
，conform us，
要把我们磨成它的形象。
But this is a process
啊，但是这是一个过程。
But in this process, how does the Lord accomplish this？
但在这个过程的里面，神怎么样成功
？We need to cooperate with Him。
他需要我们的合作。
In my experience，
在我的经历里
，In all these matters，
在所有这些事情上
，All this word, the truth has to beSubstantiated in our living.
这个真理的话呢，必须在我们的生活的里面呢，实化出来。
Otherwise, it's still a doctrine, not become a reality yet.
不然的话，它还是一个道理，它对我们呢，不是一个实际。
This truth, these days we have this word called practicable.
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 Practicable, I guess.我们最近有这个词啊，
可实行
的真理。
Yeah, and not only that, the truth is also livable.
而且这个真理啊是可以活出来的。
Because the Lord says the following: The living Father has sent me.
主有讲过这样的话啊，这个永活的父怎么样差遣我
？I live because of the Father.
我又因父活着。
In the same way,
照样
you shall live because of me.
你也要因我活着。
So this is the matter is not a matter just know something.
所以这个不是只是一个知道的事情。
We have to live it.
我们也需要活出来。
We live it in our daily living.
我们在每天的生活里面把这个活出来。
And we live in the mostly in our homes.
我们的生活呢，很大的一部分呢，是在我们的家里面。
Let me tell you, by way of testimony, we opened the home, certainly, as I testified on the last Lord's Day, yesterday.
我用我自己来做这个见证，像我昨天讲到，我把我的家打开。
So it's not just on Friday, we have a meal, and then that's the time, and that's it.
不是只是我们星期五，我们来在一起，我们吃晚饭。
I can tell you, it touches every part of your being.
这个碰着我们的全人的每一部分。
First of all, I testify every day we need to pray for that.
我需要做见证的，我们需要每一天都为这件事情祷告。
Now you open up your home now.
你现在把你家打开。
People will come.
人会来。
You don't know who they are.
你也不知道来的人是怎么样。
Young or old.
年轻或者年
长。Most of the time, you've got lots of young kids.
可能还有很多的小小孩。
They may trash your floor.
他会把你这个地毯弄坏了。
You may score something on your wall.
他会在你墙上画画。
Yeah, they may knock off some whatever the treasure you have there.
也许你有些什么宝贝的东西，他把你打翻了。
This will touch your being.
这个都会摸着你这个人。
Are you going to continue or not?
你是这样打破之后，你还继不继续
？It will touch you.
他会摸着你。
And then this make you really seek after the Lord.
这就会叫你来寻求主。
You have children.
你有小孩。
There's other children come.
如果其他的小孩来了。
They may fight.
他可能跟你小孩打架。
They may take the toys.
他可能把你小孩的玩具拿走了。
And then your children crying.
然后你的小孩哭了。
What are you gonna do?
那你怎么办
？You gotta protect your children.
你是不是保护你的小孩呢
？How do you protect it?
你怎么保护他
？Every aspect.
所以每一方面。
Touch your being.
他都会摸着你这一个人。
It is really through open up your homes in a very practical way.
所以这个打开家是一个非常实际的事情。
All this matter of the life become the reality. Living Christ become reality to you.
这就叫生命或者活基督成为对我们来讲是非常实际的。
Paul says the following: I do all things for the sake of the gospel.
保罗说过这样的话：我为福音的缘故我做一切的事情。
That is everything we live, every aspect, your considerations, your value, and so forth, your convenience, your privacy, your finance. and everything.
这就是你生活的每一方面啊，你都是为着福音啊，
对
啊，为着你的财啊，就是你的财富啊，你所有的。
Are they for the sake of the gospel?
这些是不是为着福音呢？
How you raise up your children? Are they for the sake of the gospel?
你养育孩子是不是为着福音
？I can tell you these saints.
我可以告诉你，圣徒们。
If we don't open up our homes for the sake of the gospel,
如果我们不为福音的缘故打开我们的家
，In a practical way, we say we live Christ is very limited.
我们讲我们呢要活基督，但是呢，在实际上呢，它是非常有限。
Perhaps not even real.
甚至啊，可能不是那么真实。
So very easily for us to live a double life.
所以很容易啊，我们过一个这个两重的啊生活。
But you open up your home.
但是你一旦把家打开
，Because that's where you live.
因为你的家就是你所在的地方。
Touch every aspect of living.
它就会碰着你这个人的每一方面。
What kind of things you put in your home?
你这个家里面摆设是什么
？What kind of books or magazine are there?
你家里面有些什么杂志？有些什么书
？What do you put on the wall?
你的墙上挂了什么东西
？Are all these for the sake of the gospel?
是不是所有这些摆设，这些都是为了福音
？If you are living for the sake of the gospel,
如果你为福音的缘故
，everything in you will be sanctified.
你的每一面都会得着圣别。
Otherwise, the gospel will not have effect.
不然的话呢，福音啊就不会有那样的效用。
I can tell you, the effectiveness of the gospel is in your absolute consecration.
这个福音的那个效能啊，是在于你绝对的奉献。
Otherwise, there's no power.
不然的话呢，那个福音啊，没有能力。
You can say a lot of things.
你可以说很多的话。
No power.
但是没有能力。
I give you a testimony for Watchman Nee.
我做一个尼弟兄啊，他讲的见证。
He has no power in preaching the gospel.
他对福音传福音上他没有能力。
Because there's something within him, he's struggling with the Lord.
因为啊，在他里面呢、啊，他还有跟主有挣扎的东西。
So the Lord cannot get through.
所以主啊，没有办法通过他。
So in order for us to be able to live for the gospel,
所以我们要能够活出来，为福音而活。
We have to clean inside and clean outside.
我们必须要里里外外啊，都干干净净、清洁。
Since this is very practical.
所以这是非常实际的事情。
This is the reason we say, well, the Bible in John 15 tells us we as the living branches of the true vine.
这就是为什么在圣经里面，福音书，约翰福音里面讲到，我们是，这个主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是他的枝子。
And then we need to bear fruit.
我们呢需要做结果子的枝子。
So if there's no fruit,
如果没有果子
this might be some problem there.
可能呢、啊，有些地方是有问题的。
So, don't say that. Oh, I really enjoy the Lord, this and that, and so forth.
不要说你享受主啊，怎么样
？But where are the fruit?
哪里是你的果子呢
？Of course, the fruit has have many aspects of it.
当然，这个圣经里面讲的果子呢，它有不同的不同的方面。
Yeah, but certainly one of them is gain the new ones.
这个果子呢，有一面呢、啊。就是啊，得着新人。
Yeah, we have to be able to gain the spiritual children.
我们需要得着啊，属灵的小孩。
Don't you think that in Genesis 1 says that you are be multiply and flourish, spread all the earth? That's only talking about the physical children.
这个创世纪一章二十六节啊，讲了一章二十六节那边呢、啊。讲到你我们要生养众多遍满地面、那只是讲到这个肉身的、小孩子嘛肉身的遍满地面吗
only talking about the physical side?
是只讲这个肉身物质方面的小孩
Its reality must be the spiritual children
这个那个实际呢应该是、啊、讲到我们属灵的儿女
So the Lord charged the disciples go
所以主吩咐门徒啊，说你们要去
，disciple all the nations，
啊，叫啊万民啊，做他的门徒。
And certainly, if that's still not clear, Paul certainly is very clear in Romans, says I'm a laboring priest, right?
那保罗呢？也有他很清楚的话讲到啊，他是啊福音勤奋的祭司
，so that he can offering up the Gentiles，
叫把献上的外邦人
，yeah, as acceptable sacrifice。
在圣灵里得以圣别，可蒙悦纳。
And having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵中得着圣别了。
So that means that's why Paul says, you know, I got interest in this, I have to labor.
所以保罗说呢，已经托付我了，所以我必须要劳苦。
So that he can offer up something for the Lord.
好叫他有向神所献上的。
Otherwise, there's nothing you can offer.
不然呢，他没有什么东西可以献上。
Yeah, I understand. You know, there's other offerings, the offering the lips and the this and the that and so forth. But here, Paul specifically talk about offering up the Gentiles. That means this Gentile need to be saved.
当然有别的地方，在别的新约经节有讲到，我们要把嘴唇的祭献上。但是在罗马书里面保罗讲到的是要把这个得救的外邦人呐、来献上给神，当作祭物。
So saints, this is our privilege and our commission.
所以这是我们的特权，也是我们的托付。
We need to open up homes, invite the new ones.
我们需要把我们的家打开邀请这个新人到我们的家里面。
And then share the word of the truth, the word of life with them.
然后把真理的话、福音的话传扬给他们。
And so that they can be saved.
叫他们能够蒙恩得救，能够得着重生。
They can be nourished and cherished.
不但如此，还叫他们能够得着保养顾惜。
And even perfected.
甚至得着成全。
All can be done in the homes.
这些都可以在家里面能够行出来。
As a nursing mother.
做一个乳养的母亲。
And an exhorting father.
鼓励的父亲。
And then so that all can be built up together.
叫都能够被建造在一起。
This is what a privilege.
这是一个很大的一个特权。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Yeah. So I just repeat the Brother Lee's challenge to everyone.
我就是重复李弟兄给我们的这些嘱咐。
Yeah. Don't say okay, the rest of my life doing this and that. How about to say try for 52 weeks?
李弟兄说不要想为主做这个做那个，你试试看52个星期。
Don't say you committed my rest of life. That's too long.
你不要说我要把一生都摆上这个很长了一生。
Just how about just for 52 weeks?
就拿出来52个星期。
Prepare 52 meals.
准备52顿饭。
Sisters, it's not too hard. 52 meals.
姊妹们烧52顿饭难不难？
And also, how about invite your neighbors or whatever, you know, some new ones?
好不好？就请你们的邻居请一些新人到你的家里面。
Or even some saints we haven't seen for years.
或者有些圣徒们你好几年没见他了。
Invite them.
请他们。
Nourish them, cherish them.
顾惜他们，喂养他们。
So that you can offer them up.
好叫你有所献上给神。
And eventually they can offer themselves up.
那后来他们也可以把他们自己献上。
And then we will not be empty handed.
然后我们都不会空手建筑。
And we will not be fruitless.
我们也不会不结果子。
And we will not be barren.
我们也不会没有生养。
We will not be enjoying the grace in vain.
我们也不会白受恩典。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣
How about this?Yeah, here we are not talking about a lot of theory, but a lot of practice.
不是谈很多的理论。
Take it first step.
我们是一步一步的。
It's not hard to do.
做起来其实不难。
It's a lot of, but it's very enjoyable.
而且是非常喜乐的。
Amen. Well, I don't want to talk too much about this matter, but maybe into the practice, perhaps you have many questions.
我不愿意谈太多，也许在实行上弟兄姊妹可能会有很多的问题。
Perhaps we can have a Q&A, probably more practical.
所以我们可能我们就有点问答。你们问，我来答。
Whatever the question you have.
你有什么问题关于刚才所讲到的
？Concerning this matter.
关于刚才所谈到的。
Open up the homes.
关于把你的家打开这件事情。
For the sake of the gospel.
为着福音你来把家打开。
And as I said, this gospel is not only just to save the others.
这个福音不只是救别人。
It's for your own salvation.
它是为着你自己的救恩。
We don't do this, our salvation perhaps quite limited.
如果我们啊不做这件事情啊，那我们啊所想的、所经历的救恩呢、啊，可能是很有限的。
Because the Lord wanted to save us to the uttermost.
因为主啊要拯救我们到底。
We are not just positionally saved.
我们不只是啊在地位上啊得救。
We want to be saved even dispositionally.
我们甚至要在啊主观上啊在这个性格上我们啊。能够得救。
So this is a very, very practical way for us to be saved to the uttermost.
这是很实际的一条路啊，叫我们能够蒙拯救到底。
And even will be well pleasing to our dear Lord.
甚至啊，叫我们呢、啊、能够非常的讨主的喜悦。
And one passage in Song of Songs also touched me when I was young.
在我年轻的时候。有一段在这个歌中之歌的话也很摸着我。
Yeah, we really love the Lord.
我们都很爱主。
We want to have a very, very romantic relationship with the Lord.
我们愿意与主有一个非常罗曼蒂克的一个生活关系。
And about many, many passages, yeah, chapter one, chapter two, and so forth.
第一章、第二章歌中之歌有很多这些关于这方面的。
At the very end, yeah, we can with our lover.
We can 到了结束。我们可以与我们所爱的一起。
We can go to the villages.
我们可以到乡村。
There will give you new and old fruit.
那在那里啊，我们有新陈的果子呢，可以献上。
And then we can really have a mutual loving enjoyment of one another.
能够那里我们就能够真正的一个爱里的彼此的享受。
Amen. So this is not just a work, but it's real enjoyment of an intimate enjoyment with our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
这不只是一个工作，这也是对我们跟主之间呢、啊、有非常亲密的一个彼此的享受。
Amen. So I'll just stop here. Yeah.
Actually, just we have 2 weeks to ask questions. One is you can stand up and hand the microphone to you, but do formulate your question a little bit.So we don't have to spend too much time asking questions. And I want to see, if you want to ask questions, ask one question at a time. Don't ask sequential questions, right? And if you do want to write down your question in a piece of paper, we can collect and answer them and hand to the brothers and to answer your questions. So you can stand up and ask questions. The brother's going to pass on the microphone to you.
Amen.Just ask questions because many times it's always this. At the very end, all questions come up and then run out of time.
It's Lord Brother Lee. I really seriously consider your challenge to open your home. And I was really touched how.
Open your home.
Open my home.
You open your home.
My home already opened.
My home. Yes. And I'm really touched how you did it in a consistent way for 52 weeks. But every time I consider it, I'm, you know, it's from Friday, 6 o'clock to Lord's Day, 6 p.m., there's 48 hours. And almost all the times are taken up by going to the church meetings and church services. Mm-hmm.And on top of that, there's trainings or campus meetings, training conferences.
Yeah.
So how do you do it in a consistent way?
Okay.
Of course, it's not hard to open your home once in a while, but to open it consistently to have new ones over. I just don't.
Okay.
You know,
you want to translate into Chinese and
Chinese. 就李弟兄说到他开家是。非常的持之有恒，他五十二个礼拜，他答应了这个李弟兄的挑战，他每一个礼拜都开家。但是我在考虑的时候，就是好像似乎我们的周末都是去聚会，还有去有召会的服事，所以好像所有的时间都是在召会的聚会和召会的服事。那再加上有校园的聚会啦，训练啊，特会啊，所以怎么样能够持之以恒的开家？我想我偶尔开一次家，这个不是很难，但是要持之以恒，这样周周做似乎不是很容易。
Yeah, Okay, so for consistency, that's actually is fundamentally important.
要持续的开家，它是在基本上啊是非常要紧的一件事情。
And you cannot stop.
你不能停下来。
Okay, so how did I do it?
那我当时怎么做呢？
Very simply, you just do it.
你就是做。
You know, you have a very practical question about the weekend and so forth. Got many meetings.
刚才弟兄讲的非常实际，因为他有这个周末啊，有聚会啊这些。
So you choose a day. There's no meeting. I don't think every night there's some meetings. You choose a day.
他是说找一个晚上是没有聚会的晚上，把家打开。
And for me, it's just Friday, because Friday that's the time for the home meetings anyway.Usually, there's no corporate meetings as such.
对，在他那个地方召会，周五晚上没有聚会的。
At least at that time, since that period of time, actually in the early 80s, actually Brother Lee did have a ministry station on Friday night. But I haven't started that yet.
所以那个时候呢，弟兄那个时候是星期五晚上没有聚会的。当然，别的我就不讲其他的了。
So you just choose a night. There's no scheduled regular meeting.
就是找一天你晚上家里面没有聚会的。
And so
教会也没有聚会的晚上。
So perhaps I guess your question is that okay. Suppose you have a fixed, say whatever the night, say Friday night or Saturday night or whatever. Okay. And then you just use the night. And then okay, let me tell you my schedule. Okay. So I Friday night. Okay.And then Saturday, I go to the meeting hall. We have cleaning, morning, you know, all these things. The Saturday.
And so, Lord's, mm-hmm. 所以周五晚上我把家打开，但是周六呢，在会所，它有整洁，有其他的服事。
Lord's Day, we have morning meeting at those times, and evening we have a Lord's table.
那个时候他们在主日早晨他们有聚会，晚上有报名聚会。
Tuesday you have prayer meeting.
然后星期二有祷告聚会。
Wednesday may have some other meetings.
星期三有别的聚会。
See, I still have a Monday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night.
所以他还有星期一、星期三星期四。
I have three nights to spare.
他有三个晚上他有空。
So I don't know what you say is that there's no time.
所以他就不懂这个。洪弟兄他们讲没有时间是怎么讲的。
But many times the new ones there,
yeah.
it's not so easy to get them during the week.
Oh.
It seems they're more open on the weekends.
So, sure.
New ones.
Yeah.
So, 讲新闻呢,
sometimes we have a desire to open our home on a weekday, but...It's hard to.
That's right. So that's why that's the reason we use a Friday night. Especially for students, Friday night turn out to be, at least for us, it's good. Because on a Friday night, you know, they have a one whole day, very busy, but then Saturday is a off day. So most of students, they feel more relaxed on the Friday. And this is also initially the reason we wanted to prepare a meal.Because on Friday, if they go home to have a dinner, then come, they usually don't come out. We just say, well, after your lab, your work, and so forth, just come to my home. Have dinner there, we have a meeting, then you go home. It's actually quite inviting.
李立雄的经历就是因为他那时候是邀请学生，那学生呢，星期五是最好的时间，因为星期六要休息。然后呢，星期五我们跟他们讲，说是你们呢，下了课就来吃饭，所以这样他们也对他们最方便，所以这是李立宏的经历。
Yeah, and consistency, well, just do it every Friday.
要持续的话呢，那就每个周五，李立宏就是周五晚上就把他的家打开能够请这些同学，也是最容易请，因为他们一天的做了功课，晚上呢他们也需要也需要吃晚餐，也需要一个第二天还有空，所以晚上是最方便的时间。
And occasionally some other things may come up. They say, "Oh, Friday need to do certain things."
当然，有时候呢，星期五可能会有别的事情发生，你需要处理啊。
I just try everything to arrange that to some other time.
我就尽力啊，把那个需要做别的事情呢，安排在别的时间。
So that the Friday will not be touched.
这样啊，星期五呢就没有任何的事情呢打岔。
This is still in the principle, I do all things for the sake of the gospel.
啊，这还是在这个原则，就是我为着福音啊，啊，做一切的事情。
This is the principle. If you really want to do something, that has to be a high priority.
这个就是一个原则，就是你一定要，你决定要做这件事情的话呢，那这一件事情呢，就应该是啊，有这个第一优先。
So Burley says, you know, the heaven can pass away, the earth can pass away, the home meeting has to continue.
Amen. 所以李弟兄说，天可废，地可弃，小孩聚会不可不去。
Yeah. You have to have this kind of spirit.
所以你必须有这样的灵。
And then if you are serious with the Lord will be serious with you.
所以你如果对主认真，主也会对你认真。
If you are half-hearted, nothing serious can be done.
如果你啊，这个啊，不在意，那就做不成。
I can tell you, brothers and sisters, even people in the world enterprise.
啊，我可以告诉弟兄怎么样，甚至在这个地上就是属世的很多人啊，他们都会啊想办法。
If they have a startup company,
如果他们开始他一个公司的话
，they will put everything so that their startup company they work day and night so that this is will be successful.
他们甚至啊会熬夜或者啊要他的这个开的这个开张的这个事业呢一定要成功。
Even in my academic research, I know.Many professors, in order to publish and so forth, they will sacrifice everything.
啊，甚至在我的这个教育界里面，我也知道有些这个教授呢，他要牺牲一切，要叫他的所做的成功。
So they came to be the top publisher.
这样他所发的这些论文呢，是顶尖的。
Those are just for the worldly accomplishment.
他们做的那些呢，就是为着属世的成就。
But we are here.Brothers and sisters, we have to realize what are we doing.
但是我们在这里，我们就必须了解我们做什么，在这里做什么。
This is much higher, much important than anything else.
这是更高、更重要，跟所有其他的事情比起来，都是更重要的。
We'll move the heaven and earth to get this done.
我们要一天动地啊，来做成这件事情。
Christ did that.He gave up his life for her.
基督就做成了，他就要为这个召会舍己。
If we love the church, we love the Lord.
所以我们爱主爱召会。
We will do the same.
我们要做同样的事情。
If you have such a desire, such a way to do it, your gospel will have the impact.
因为如果你有这样的心意，有这样的渴慕，那你的福音啊。就会有那个冲击力。
If we do this only at our convenience,
如果你只是为了方便你做这件事情
，No matter what you do, there's no impact.
那你不管怎么做，啊，那是没有冲击力。
Amen. Yeah.
哎，教授。
Yeah. It's not a compound question, but a little bit.In opening your home, was it from a perspective of the home meeting, opening your home, and inviting the gospel friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was your experience. And
that was that period of time, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And per your sharing yesterday, mm-hmm. The one that you gain, it was through a period of time.
Yes.
So my question is, do we just focus on that person? Are we just, invite a lot of people?
Okay. You do not just focus on one. Oh, maybe you should translate.
他的问题一样是，就是刚才是不是弟兄讲的，就是把家打开，有家聚会，然后邀请新人来。如果新人来的话呢，你就在这一个人身上做工，是不是？
Yeah. Actually, you know, what we do is this. Our desire is to gain the new ones so that they can be saved as many as we can.
我们的我们所想要做的就是这个能够叫人啊新人来能够得救啊，并且是啊尽量的得人。
But from a practical point of view, of course, you know, say, for example, I have to travel 1 hour. I cannot travel in two places. At that time, it seems initially only focus on one. But that doesn't mean that during the day and the others, I say, okay, I got one, and then I just say, okay, that's it. I don't get others. I try to get others also.
所以我们呢传福音，可能你得到一个，不是你就专门就在这一个身上花费所有的力量。如果有其他的。 你也能够传的话，也传给他。
You know, we have to have a intrinsic genuine burden for this.
我们必须要在里面，这种在内心的有一个负担。
So it's not a, although I put it in a certain way, but it's not just okay, I'm just doing this so that I can answer brother's challenge and that's the end of it.
我们做这件事情，他当初做的时候呢，不只是他做这件事情呢，就是因为黎弟兄向弟兄们挑战，所以他就答应，就回应黎弟兄的这个挑战，他不是那个意思。就换句话说，是一个负担，不是你就回应了，那你就结束了。We
have to internalize this burden.
所以我们必须要把这一个福音的负担呢。 要它成为我们里面的负担， 不只是外面做一件事情。
Be enterprise about it.
而且要想怎么样能够把这件事情能够做成。
Sincerely do the best you can.
就照你能够做的最好的方法， 你还做这件事情。
Not to meet the minimum requirement.
不只是，就是好了，我做到了，我邀请人来了，这是一个福音朋友啊。
In this in the attitude is a big difference.
所以这个态度呢，它是一个很大的分别。你有这个态度，还有另外一个态度。Actually,
I also did go to the other people's home also. I did not say that, but.
当然，我刚才没有讲。其实，我不只是把我的家打开，我也到别人的家里面。Because
at a certain time, Brother Lee also say, you know, like a sort of a catering service.
因为黎弟兄在另外一个场合里面呢，他也讲到我们要送餐到府，叫外卖。 到人家家里，到你家里面去送外卖。
I just give you one testimony.
我就给你一个见证。
One time I contacted a new one.
有一次我接触了一个新人。
This one working in a restaurant.
这个新人呢，他在饭餐馆里面打工。
Very busy.
也非常的忙。
But he's open for the gospel.
但他对福音敞开。
So I say, well, when can you meet?
我就问他你什么时候有空？
10:30 in the evening.
10:30，晚上10:30。
Okay, I will meet you at your home 10:30.
所以我就跟他讲，好，10:30我到你家里。
So every week I meet him at his home 10:30.
所以每个晚上，就是每个星期10:30。
So this one was saved and baptized.
所以这一个呢，他也相信了，得救了。
So I'm not limited, but now we are talking about the most practical way. Certainly, we have to preach the gospel.
但我们现在讲到非常实际的路，我们需要传福音。
And then the best way is you open up your homes.
那最好的方法呢，就是你把你的家打开。
But if you not, you can go out to meet people in their home. Good, do it consistently.
如果你有机会去人家家里面传福音给他，你也就持续的去。
The point is that we need to be fruitful.
这个点就是我们需要多结果子。
Otherwise, we'll be cut off.
不然的话，这不结果子的枝子呢，就会被剪去。
That's the key. That's the spirit.
这就是我们需要这个结果子的灵.
Technical detail has varied. Got many different ways.
至于这个细节呢，它是有很多的变化情形的.
So the key point is this: since the brother says in here this year you have the advance and the increase, right? Enlargement.
刚才弟兄提到，我们在纽约，今年呢是往前的一年，也是扩展的一年。
You know, so you take this burden, internalize, okay, Lord, for the enlargement. Every one of us has to be enlarged.
所以我们就需要把这一个负担接受进来，那召会要扩大，那我们每一个人都需要扩大。I
can tell you all this. Whenever the church was led by the Spirit to put out certain things, if you answer to that, you will be blessed.
我可以告诉你，如果召会重组接受了一个负担，那你把自己呢， 摆在这个负担的里面，你就蒙福。Because
the Lord will honor that and bless you.
因为主啊，他尊重这个弟兄们重组得的负担，他就会来祝福这件事情。
Don't take this lightly.
所以不要把这件呢、啊、当做一件小的事情。
I'm sure brothers you coordinate pray a lot about this.
弟兄们呢、啊，通常的都是、啊、有很多的交通啊，配搭。
They're before the Lord, and then the Lord speak this and they speak to the church. Everybody hear.
然后主说话，然后呢、啊，他们向教会、啊、释放这样的负担。
And give yourself to it.
所以我们需要把我们自己给这样的负担。
Otherwise,
不要忽视这个负担。
You will miss the blessing.
不然你就、啊、失去了祝福。
Amen.
I want to open my home.
Amen.
But, you know, I believe there's a method. A good way to do something、mm-hmm. and a way to fail. So I want to hear your method. I open my home.
Okay.
There's the nourishing aspect, the perfecting, and there's the cherishing aspect.I'm going to open my home and we're going to eat good food for 2 hours. We're going to talk about the San Antonio Spurs winning the NBA, all the little social stuff. And that can take up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that in certain homes that I've visited.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there's the other extreme. You're just in the Word and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
There's little cherishing,
yeah.
warming.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give me...The good method. What works?
Okay, I can tell you.
他的问题就是说，这个家，他愿意把家打开，把家打开呢，他成功了，成功，怎么样做可以啊？能够有最成功的情形。
There are methods.
对，做事呢，像开家这件事情呢，它是有方法的，是有路的。
But that's not the first. That's not the first.
那个不是第一要紧的事。
The fundamental one is your desire to gain the new ones.
这个基本的是我们要有一个渴望能够得着新人。
And pray for this.
然后为这件事情祷告。
I fellowship with you. My wife and I pray every day for this.
我跟你们交通过、我跟我的姊妹啊，天天为这件事情祷告。
Literally every day.
就是每天都为这件事情祷告。
Take it seriously.
要非常的严肃地面对这件事情，仰望主。
Lord, how do I do this so that the new ones can be saved?
我怎么样做好叫这个新人得救
？And if we do this in the sincerity, the Lord will show you, will speak something to you.
如果你啊非常的诚心的做这件，在主的面前寻求呢？主就会告诉你怎么样做成这件事情。
And then everything is that we learning by doing.
每件事情其实啊，都是啊，你啊，一边做一边学。
从做中学。You doing it, you are learning it.
你在做的时候呢，就学了。
If you just say, you know, many times I use this example. You say you want to learn, you want to know how to swim.
譬如你要学游泳。
And then I tell you about how you do the stroke, how you breathe, and so forth. Don't even jump into the water.
我教你啊，怎么样啊，用手啊，怎么样呼吸啊，但是你需要的是跳到水里。
Just get into the water.
跳下去。
And you may choke a bit, this and that. Eventually, you'll learn how to swim.
也许你喝几口水，那你还是会学会游泳。
You're desperate. I want to survive.
你啊，急的时候啊，你就想啊。这个不要淹死了。
You learn fast.
那你会学得很快。
I'm not saying, you know, one should not consult how to do this. You know, there's a proper way to guide you.
当然有合适的路做每一件事情。
But no matter how you learn the methods and so forth, so on.
但是不管你怎么学这些方法。
If you don't get in there with sincerity, doing it, I want to improve it, I will change everything I can change and so forth.You will gain fruit.
所以你只要诚心的进去做，然后呢，再考虑，在这个寻求，你就会做成。
Because the Lord will honor your desire.
因为主啊，会尊重你那一个愿意，那个心愿。
It's not really we can get people saved.
其实不是我们能够叫人得救。
We can plant, we can water.
我们可以啊，栽种，可以浇灌。
It's the Spirit that gives life.
但是这个灵纳灵
If we have such a desire, Lord, I want to be fruitful for you.
如果我们有这样的心愿，主愿意啊，能够多结果子。
You can do everything wrong, the Lord will give you fruit.
你可能做的都是错的，但是你还是会得果子。
But otherwise, you can learn all the right methods.
不然的话，你做的所有都是对的事情。
There's no fruit.
却没有果子。
Because it's the spirit that gives people life.
因为是灵赐生命给人。
We're one with the Lord.
当我们与主施一
，We pray to the Lord。
我们向主祷告。
We open to the Lord。
我们向主敞开。
Whatever the Lord touches us, we're willing to yield, submissive to the Lord。
主怎么摸着我们，我们就愿意向伏在他面前。
The Lord will shine。
主就会光照我们。
How about these things?
主会告诉我们这件事情怎么样。
Maybe certain sin need to be dealt with。
也许有些我们的事情呢，需要受主的对付。
Certain things we may have to repent。
有些事情我们可能需要悔改。
A lot of things we may have to confess to the Lord.
有些事情我们可能需要向主认罪。
A certain things we may have to apologize to certain people.
也许我们需要向人道歉。
If you are willing to follow this,
你如果愿意来跟随主
，I guarantee you, you will gain fruit.
我保证你会结果子。
This is the law of life.
这是生命的一个律。
You know, there's a physical law. We all know that. That's by the word of God also.
我们知道，这个有这个物质的律，物理的律。
But there's a spiritual law.
但是也有属灵的律。
That also ordained by the word of God.
也是借着神的话，他所命定的。
So we just follow the law, open to the law. The law will honor you.
所以我们只需要向主敞开，那主会呢？主会带领你。
We do need to pay some attention to this, but that's not the fundamental.
当然，我们需要注意这个方法，但是呢，这个不是最基本的。
Fundamental is that you have a desperation before the Lord.
最基本的是我们在主的面前有一个迫切的心。
Lord, I want to bear fruit for you.
主啊，我愿意为你结果子。
I want to be saved to the uttermost.
我希望蒙拯救到底。
I want to really grow in you.
我希望在您的里面生命长大。
The Lord will touch you.
主会摸着你。
The Lord will shine the light.
主也会光照你。
You submit to the Lord.
你向主顺服。
Follow the Lord's speaking.
跟随主的话。
You will get fruit.
你就会结果子。
I guarantee you. It's not I guarantee you. It's the word.
我保证，不是我保证，是主的话保证。
My bonus is from the word, not me.
我的胆量是借着主的话，不是借着我自己。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, well, I had a question, but I think I got an answer from what you just shared. That we really need to pray for the gospel friend. If we have a specificfriend, we need to pray for them. Pray for their being saved. Pray for their remaining fruit. But I also, well, I feel that we have heard that Brother Cushing and you have baptized over 300 gospel friends in your house, in your tub, right? So, well, but question is, how do you follow up with the so many gospel friends who got saved?And also I heard most of them have been perfected, they nourished in the church life, and they became remaining fruits. So I feel that tonight, maybe you should have more sharing with us. I think only one point you share is regarding open your home, bring them for the love feast, preach the gospel. That would like to see how you follow up with them.Because if we have a lot of gospel friends or other saints that need to be taken care of, sometimes we pick up one and we drop another one. We don't have that consistency to how to keep them as the remaining fruit in the church life.
弟兄杨了，刚才他本来有问题的，后来他觉得他已经得着答案，就是我们对这个福音朋友呢，我们需要为他们祷告。然后呢，也需要为他们成为长存的果子祷告。但是弟兄听到了这个，我们李弟兄过去他有这样的见证，他家里面的洗澡缸里面的浴缸的里面收进了超过300，而且很多都还一直的存留，而且被成全了。所以他希望多听一点李弟兄交通这一些方面他的经历。刚才他讲的呢，是他。把家打开的经历，但是这些呢，已经蒙恩得救受尽了呢，他们以后呢，怎么样成为长存的果子，怎么样被成全，这一方面呢，他希望李弟兄多讲一点。
Okay, first of all, you know, the Lord covers me. I really do not know how many. I did not keep count. But by estimate, because yearly how many this and that and so forth, that's a reasonable number. But the number is not the key. You know, it's not by myself alone. It's really in the body, through the body, in coordination with all the saints. You know, I cannot claim any credit for that. But mm-hmm. I'm just waiting, you know, waiting to open. And then mm-hmm. the Lord poured out His blessing. And I hope I have a share in it. Hallelujah. Okay.
Now, 对，弟兄就刚才就讲啊，他其实这个结果子呢，不是他一个人，他是召会，是身体的、yeah. 啊。那他没有正确的数目，因为他没有啊一个一个算啊。那大概照着这个每年的这些数目，大概的情形呢，大概是这样的一个数目，就是刚才讲到的。但是呢，弟兄就是向主敞开啊，让主来引导啊，所以呢。这个结果呢，其实不是我们弟兄自己，他也是在身体的里面。
And as to the remaining fruit, okay, I have to say, we actually, because these are most of them, not all of them, most of them are students, so they are, the time they can be with us many times is very short.
因为这些得救的呢，很多是学生，这些学生呢，因为他们跟弟兄接触了之后呢，他们学生的时间有限。所以啊，时间不是很长。
And most of those who eventually graduate, move on, get a job somewhere, and so forth, and they continued in the church life, mostly they told me, they just follow my pattern.
啊，他们后来跟我讲的，就是他们很多毕业了找事情就到别的城市了。然后后来再遇见他们的时候呢，他们就讲啊，他说他们基本上呢就是照他的榜样。
Oh, you open up your home. Oh, when we go to say, oh yeah, we want to open up my home also.
所以当他们呢搬到别的地方找到工作之后呢，哎，他说，哎，李弟兄把家打开，他们也把家打开。
And then they will go to do the same thing. They just say, okay, we want to invite people, want to prepare the meal, so they just do the same thing.
所以他们也就去那个地方把家打开，邀请别人来，吃晚饭。他们也就做同样的事情。
And because our home meetings and all this is so enjoyable.
因为所有这些家庭的聚会啊，他非常的享受。
So they want to have the same enjoyment.
所以他们想啊，继续有能够这样的享受。
And of course, you know, in the word, because every meeting we do have the word of God.
啊，在聚会的里面，其实我们所做的每一件事情呢，都是照着神的话。
Yeah, we sing a hymn and we read the word.
我们唱诗歌，我们也读主的话。
And we fellowship in the word.
我们也借着主的话彼此有交通。
And the saints will give testimony, sharing, and so forth.
然后弟兄们呢、啊，也都会有见证，有交通。
So there is the supply of the deposition of the word of the truth.
所以在这个聚会的里面呢，有这个有供应啊，有这个真理的话。
And as I said, you know, when we prepare the physical food, we also need to prepare the spiritual food.
啊，像我讲到的，我们不但需要外面预备啊这个晚饭，这个吃的物质的饭食。
Yeah.
我们也需要预备啊，属灵的饭食。
We have to prepare portion of the word so that they can be nourished.
所以我们也需要在家里，我们也需要预备啊，属灵的啊、饮食啊、
yeah.
哦，能够让他们能够接受。
Cherish them.
这个物质的饭食呢，叫他们得着啊、保养，
the word
叫他们得着顾惜。
The word of God to nourish them.
这个属灵的饭食呢，就叫他们得着喂养。
Then,
一个是顾惜，一个是喂养。
When they enjoy the word, and then that will stabilize them.
当他们享受主话的时候呢，哎，这个话啊，就会叫他们稳定下来。
And gradually they will get into it.
让他们慢慢的也会自己啊，进到主的话里面。
I really cannot say I have a, you know, the percentage of remaining fruit. I don't know.
我没有办法讲。
Because so many, you know.Because Riverside is a sort of a college, and we don't have a lot of job. I guess the other day I say Riverside is a bedroom community. People only sleep there. They work somewhere else.
因为这些人呐、啊，他们后来就走了嘛。因为那个地方是个大学城，那他那个区呢，其实就是啊，去在那里的人呐、啊，都是住在那里，但是呢，他工作在别的地方。
And but I do have to say a good portion of them are functioning in various churches.
但是我可以啊，这样的讲，大部分这些得救受浸的呢，他们在别的教会呢，都是进贡用的肢体。
We bring them into the church life.
我们把他们带进教会生活里。
We try to establish the morning time.
我们也帮他们建立了早晨的晨更的生活。
Teach them how to exercise their spirit.
帮助他们学习怎么操练灵。
This is the fundamentally important.
这是在基本上是非常要紧重要
的。Because all these PhDs, they are mostly in their mind.
所有这些读这个博士班的学生他都是。天天活在脑子里面。
They have to turn. They have to learn how to touch their spirit.
所以他们必须学怎么操练他们的灵。
This will change their life.
这个会改变他们这个生活。
I give you a testimony.
我做一个见证。
One brother who came from China, and then he actually came as a postdoc.
有一个从国内中国大陆来的学生，他是做这个博士后研究。
He heard that they say professor.It's very well known.
他听到有一个很有名的教授。
Both in terms of academic reputation and also in personality.
这个他的在学术上很有成就。他的这个人呢也很有成就。
The reputation is extremely tough.
他的这个名有非常他这个名誉就是他这个人很厉害很严厉。
So he actually considered whether he really should come or not.
所以他就在考虑他需不需要，他应不应该来。
But he really wanted to publish more papers. He said, "Okay, I will grit my teeth and then endure it. Let me publish some papers."
但是他希望有很好的这个论文，所以他就说我咬着牙我来吧。
So after a couple months,
然后过了几个月
，the treatment was he almost like not a human.
这个老板，这个教授呢？他对人是不人性的对待。
He was rebuked and trashed and so forth, and then he just cannot tolerate.
他是被骂，就是骂的。他到后来他完全不能够接受了。
He is already father, and that kind of treatment is very difficult to endure.
他自己这个学生他自己已经是一个做父亲的，但是他那样子被人骂。
He was considered
中国话讲狗血喷头。
He just considered
他不能够受不了的。
He just considered forget about it. I cannot tolerate. Forget about the publishing. Let me just go home.
他的决定就是我算了吧，我什么都我就回去了。
Then, in one of the gospel meetings, he was saved.
然后在一个福音聚会里，他得救了。
In a very very unclear way.
他得救呢，不是很清楚的得救。
He was essentially got pushed into the baptism. Not in my home.In a big meeting,
他是在一个大的聚会里面，他是等于是人家把他推到水里面去。
And I didn't know that.
那个时候，那个我也不清。
But after that,
我不知道这件事情。
Oh, he was what happened to me? This and that. He was so worried and so forth.
他醉酒之后，他不知道在他身上发生什么事情，他很担心。
So we began to shepherd him.
然后我们对他有些牧养。
We invited him for dinner.
我请他来吃晚饭
and explain to him and so forth.
然后跟他解释。
But one key thing is this.
但是有一件要紧的事。
I say, how about you know, when do you go to the work and so forth? I made an appointment with him, and we have a morning revival together.
然后他就跟他约早上一同晨更。
So I, you know, accompanied him, and number one is teach him how to exercise the spirit.By calling on the Lord and pray read the word.
所以我就帮助他来呼求主名，也导读主话。
To make long story short, after about two or three weeks.
讲的短一点的话呢，就两个星期之后，两三个星期之后。
He really touched the spirit.
他碰着他的灵。
The whole person changed.
这整个人就不同了。
Before that, every morning he was struggling to go to the lab.
在那个之前呢、他总是每次去他的实验室都是非常挣扎的去。
But after that, he became a joyful person.
在那个之后呢，他就变成一个非常喜乐的一个人。
Our environment, nothing changed.
外面的环境没有改变。
The ill treatment continued.
受这样的虐待呢，还是继续。
But he's a joyful person.
但是他是一个喜乐的人。
He's not touched by this outward situation anymore.
他不再被这些外面的环境
碰着。You know, this is a very famous lab. They have about 10 postdocs.
那是非非常有名的一个实验室，有10个博士后的学生。
This poster they go to lunch together, griping about, complaining about, you know, about this PI.
这些学生啊，中午吃饭的时候呢，就讲这个教授。
But eventually, everybody was surprised. What happened to you? Now you don't, you know, griping about the boss and this and that. Why are you so joyful?
这其他的这些博士后学生呢、啊，就奇怪这个人怎么改变了？他不跟着我们大家一起骂这个批评这个教授。
Eventually, 5 out of 10 of them got saved because of his testimony.
后来呢，十个同学里面有五个呢，因着他的缘故呢，
the poster.
就信主了。他们都是博士后的学生。
And every time you saw him, he said, "Hallelujah, brother."
每次见他，他就是这种啊回应。
This is a very important thing for the new ones is that they have to exercise their spirit, know their spirit, touch their spirit, have a taste of the spirit.
所以这是非常要紧。这个新人呢、啊，他需要知道他的灵，操练他的灵，啊，碰着他的灵。
They will be kept.
他们就会蒙保守。
And of course, we have to exercise our spirit.
当然，我们需要操练我们的灵。
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Lee. I really touched your sharing, and I'm very thankful for your sharing. I have a question. First of all, I want to take this burden from the Lord's calling, and we already opened our home to young adult saints.We invite them after Lord's Day meeting and we have dinner together. We share the message together and they very enjoy it. Here's the question, how should we keep the young adult saints stay in the meeting for every time and also not only for having love feast together but also the Lord's word? And especially for young couple to open their home to this young adult saints.What the message we can read for start, we can share to start.
Okay. 他的问题就是他已经把家打开，请一些这个在职的年轻人到他家里面，他们一起也读一点这个话。那现在他的负担就是说，怎么样把这些啊，叫这些在职的亲职的这些弟兄姊妹呢，叫呢对主的话有胃口，能够啊这些。有什么合适的信息呢？可以读呢？讲他们也愿意把家打开，也能够进到主的话里面。
To minister these, my experience is that we have to pray for them.
我的经历就是啊，我们需要先为他们祷告。
This is a battle.
这是一个征战。
Because you know today you said the whole world is lies under the enemy.
因为今天呢，全世界都是握在那恶者的手下。
Especially the attraction entanglement of the world.
特别是这个世界的吸引，它的在我们身上的这个粘附啊。
The you know, we can be saved, and then among those can really go on to really love the Lord. Depends on our prayer, and then a battle for them in our prayer.
所以这个我们可以得救，但是呢，要往前啊，被主得着呢，我们需要祷告啊，这是一个征战。
This is not an easy task.
所以这不是一个容易的一条路。
We all know that to give birth a child is much easier than raising them up.
我们都知道这个生孩子呢，比养孩子还是容易多了。
You know, you raise them up is a long-term things.
所以要养育一个孩子呢，它是一个长的时间的事情。
Yeah. So it will take a long time.
因为要花很长的时间。
Number one, of course, we ourselves have to be in the reality enjoying it.
当然，我们自己呢，需要是活在这样的实际的里面呢、啊，我们需要享受主。
Yeah. So, you know, many times, let me put it this way: out of those, you have many of them, you have to pick out by the prayer, and then which ones you really want to focus on.
当然，可能有很多你接触的人，那你就需要为他们祷告，
say,
然后重组接受负担。是哪一个你需要花多花功夫
？When I say focus on some, doesn't mean neglect the others.
当然不是说你专就是对一个有特别的负担，不是说你对其他的就忽略。
But some who have the potential, have some heart, you have to more labor with them.
可能有的呢，他有更多的潜力， 他有更多有心的话，你需要花多一点时间。
And always like a laboring priest, you know, laboring priest is not just get them saved, but so that they can be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. That includes all this life growth process. So before the Lord, like a priest, you know, bring them to the Lord. Lord Jesus, how about this one? How can I help him? What he needs? Brother Lee says, to help the new ones is that he used Chinese, 代人过关, that means you find out what he needs to get through at this time. Everybody's different, at different stage. And then you help them to get through that particular hurdle, a gate they have to pass through. And then they will go to another stage. And after a while, okay, what's the next blockage? And then help them step by step, then they can go on. And that will take a lot of prayer before the Lord to have the insight to know what's the situation, and that you take step by step.
所以说这个福音勤奋的祭司呢，不只是带人得救，你需要带他，甚至常常需要带他过关。可能他在这个属灵上经过一个情形，他过不去，你需要为他祷告，知道他的情形，在主面前寻求，能够引导他，叫他能够一步一步的往前。
So everybody may be different.
所以每一个人可能情形不一样。
Some blocked by this, some blocked by that. Some may be a friendship, some may be some particular things. We have to pray before the Lord. Says, Lord, what is this one's need? And then pray about it. Sometimes it's not clear. Maybe fellowship about your gospel partner or vital companion to pray for this one and find a way. Pray about it and then help this one to go to pass through that hurdle.
所以每一个人情形不一样。有人可能在。友情的事项，事实上他过不去，有别人可能是别的事情，那你就需要为他祷告，寻求怎么样帮助他。有时候不清楚的时候呢，也许要可以需要跟别的弟兄姊妹有些交通，寻求，然后帮助他。
There's always the wisdom in the body also.
这个在身体的里面呢，常常就有主给我们的智慧。
Amen. You know, this may be general, but it really.That's about one can say. But so therefore, because every individual is, you know, I have 5 children, and every child is different. And then my spending time with this one, what I talk with them are really different. Yeah.
我刚才讲的只是一般的一些原则，但是每一个人是不一样的。像他有5个小孩，他每个小孩都不一样，所以我们需要照着每个人的需要帮助他。
Yeah. But the key also is this: you genuinely care for them spiritual welfare.And then you, as a priest, bring them in your heart, in your shoulder, before the throne. Lord Jesus, how about this one? How can I help him? The Lord will lead us in that way.
关键的就是你真心的关心他，关爱他。然后呢，像这个祭司呢，背负他，到主的面前，怀着他到主的面前，来寻求。
Amen.
Amen.
我你把它打开，我们也看到，就是说，通过你的见证呢，在那里有个荣耀的见证。那么在和你姊妹配搭上，
跟什么
有什么？你和你姊妹在整个的配搭上有什么好的做法？就像你开始说聚会的时候呢，每次来的聚会的人的情形不一样，有的带着小孩来。他可能在地下撒尿啊，或者墙上画画等等这些情形。夫妻在配搭上，包括饭食的供应，他不是一年两年，是多年来一直是那么的往前。我想呢，给我们一点供应在夫妻配搭上。
Okay.
But the brother's question is how Brother Lee and coordinate with his wife in caring for the new ones. You know, there are different situations.Some maybe, you know, they have dirty diapers and all the messed up the wall, you know, with drawings or different situation, how to do it.
This is fundamentally important.
这是很在基本上是很要紧的。
If a husband and wife are not in one accord, and it's very difficult to go on.
如果夫妻不同心合意的话呢，要往前就不容易。
And this is the reason I say we pray.Every day for this.
这就是为什么他们夫妇每天的祷告。
In prayer, we have the same burden.
借着祷告呢，就有同样的负担。
So you have the same burden in one accord, and then everything is just fine.
接着祷告，有同样的负担，就能够同心合意。
So,
那每件事情都能够没有问题。
So we all willing to do anything.
所以两个都是愿意，愿意摆上一切。
Yeah. So if husband and wife are not in one accord, and it's very difficult to open the home in a good way.
所以如果夫妻不同心，那要把家打开呢，就会不容易。
This involves certainly many things.
当然，这个牵涉很广。
You know about the children.
关于小孩子
yeah, if children, you know, toy got destroyed, this and that, and if a husband and wife not the same, how about taking of the children, then you have a problem already.
就是如果把别的小孩来了，把这个玩具弄坏了，然后对这个夫妻之间呢，对事情有不同的处理方法，那就会有情形，有状况。
And many times, certain very practical aspects is financial.
还有就是在经济上。
You know, the food, and if things got damaged, then something need to be cleaned, repent, and so forth. Not repent, repenting.
Yeah, 就是很多事情要损坏啦，你买菜呀、啊，或者要这个画了乱七八糟了，你要重新再把墙漆一次啊。
Yeah, you have to be in one accord.
所以你夫妻必须同心合意。
And willing to pay the price.
也愿意付代价。
Yeah, the gospel is not cheap.
所以福音不是便宜的
，But what you gain is even more.
但是你所得着的呢，是更有价值的。
For the gospel, we need to be spent and be spent.
所以为了福音呢，我们需要花费不但是物质上花费，甚至花费我们自己。
This is a Paul's word.
这是保罗的话。
For the sake of the gospel, we are willing to spend and be spent.
保罗自己说，他愿意。花费也花费自己。
So if we have this kind of heart and pray together in one accord, there's no problem in anything.
所以我们如果有这样的心愿，我们也能够祷告，那我们就能够同心合意，就不会有问题。
And this will enlarge our capacity.
这会扩大我们的度量。
You know, this is in progress.
这些其实都是往前一步一步的。
And in growth.
也是跟我们的生命成长有关。
You know, I can tell you, my wife, you know, initially, you always worry about the cooking.
我可以告诉你们，刚开家的时候呢，我姊妹啊总是为烧饭担心。
You always ask how many, how many.
她老是问我几个人来，几个人来。
And I say, I don't know, I don't know.
我说我不知道，我不知道。
But you have to tell me.
但她说你必须告诉我。
After all, indeed, I don't know because the new ones invited him. Some say this, some say that. I cannot control the number.
常常我确实不能控制，因为新人还邀请新人，我就不知道几个人。
So after a while, my wife don't ask me anymore.
问了好几次之后，他就不问了。
But she has been perfect to the point that however many people come, he will very short time he will prepare a meal.
他后来就得了成全。不管几个人来，他都烧了厨房。
This is a learning by doing it.
这就是在做中学。
So don't worry about, oh, how about this, how about that? If this, what we're going to do? Just do it.
所以不要太担心怎么做，就是做。
This is what I say. We have to have the spirit in this aspect. If we worry too much,about oh this and that if you try to say got everything prepared everything perfect then you go I can tell you that day never come
所以你要等到万事俱备啊那一天不会来的
those days never come
那一天不会来
but you don't have to be perfect to get people saved
所以你不要什么事情都预备好了你就以为可以把人带得救了
you know, I'm not
只要灵对就可以了
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, in the history, we know that some people preach the gospel and so the truth may be all wrong, but people got saved.
我们也在历史上知道啊，过去啊，有人呐，他的真理都是错的，但是把人带得救。
Because they have such a spirit, such a burden for people to be saved.
因为他有那个要人得救的那个负担。
It is the spirit that gives people life.
是那个灵是赐生命。
It's not in the realm of the right or wrong, this and that, and so forth. Do I do things properly? People will know whether you have a heart for them.
所以他不在对错的范围的里面。
Well, no,
因为人会知道啊，你到底有没有负担。
Saints, we have to get into the spirit in this matter.
所以我们必须进到啊这样的福音的灵里面。
Not worry too much about the technicality, detail, and so forth. If worry too much of that, you failed already. Forget about.
所以不要太关心啊，这个技术上的细节。如果你关心那些事情呢，你已经失败了。
He said, "Lord, I'm desperate. I want to bear fruit. Lord Jesus, I want to cooperate with you." And just jump in.
你说主啊，我是非常迫切，我要带人得救。你就跳下去。
And you will learn.
你就会带人得救。
While you are doing it.
你在做的里面，你也就会有学习。
That kind of desperate spirit is what the Lord is seeking after.
那样迫切的灵啊，是主所寻找的。
So the saints, don't worry, don't consider too much.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，不要太忧虑啊，不要考虑太多。
Yeah, jump in by faith, the water will part it for you.
你只要走下去，走下那一步呢，这个红海就会。
The Lord will honor your desire.
神会啊尊重你的心愿。
Because the word says very clearly, if you bear the fruit, whatever you ask will be given to you. That's this again.
你话很清楚。
This is again in John chapter 15.
在约翰福音十五章那里提到啊，你只要求呢，就必成，主就必成就。
Because the Lord desires that every one of us to bear fruit.
因为主愿意我们每一个人都结果子。
We are desperate in one accord with the Lord's desire. The Lord will bless us.
只要我们同心合意，我们啊为着主的心愿求，那主会祝福我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Wanted to ask any written questions? 有没有人写下来的问题？有没有 ？If you have a written question, raise up your hand so we can figure it out, brother. If not,
Praise the Lord, I'm in the body. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I just have a quick question. You know, Brother Lee in the Vital Group Fellowship talked about praying for a vital companion. Mm-hmm.I'm not sure if maybe in your prayer the Lord revealed to you that was your spouse,、mm-hmm. although later on it sounded like you were coordinating with other、mm-hmm. saints in、yeah. the body、mm-hmm. to bear the burden of the、mm-hmm. fruit as maybe as the group grew. So I just wanted to hear how the Lord, just how that was for you.
Okay.
他刚才他的问题就是李弟兄在活力牌的这个交通的里面呢、啊、他讲到这个我们需要、为我们这个、同伴祷告就是找这个同伴当然我们弟兄的同伴起先就是他的姊妹那后来是别的弟兄那在我们弟兄的经历的里面他怎么样啊、有这样的啊、活力同伴一同呢、啊、在这个啊、福音的事上呢一同配搭
Brothers and sisters we have to understand whenever we receive the word it has to be in the spirit
啊、弟兄姊妹我们需要啊、知道一件事情就是我们啊、接受主话的时候、信息的话的时候呢我们必须在灵里面接受
So when Brother Lee talking about the God ordained way the vital group and so forth so on
当李弟兄讲到这个神命令的路关于这个活力牌的事情交通
number one thing is that we have to get into Brother Lee's spirit、
第一我们就需要知道李弟兄的那个灵是怎么样
Brother Lee's spirit is so that we can all be fruitful
李弟兄的那个灵呢、啊、在他交通的时候呢他是盼望啊我们大家都能够结果子
That's the burden
这是他的负担
That's the spirit
这是他的灵
So therefore he talk about the new way this way that way and so forth
所以他就谈这个新路啊这样那样啊
So you have to take these things not as a legality
所以你不要把那个话呢当作一个规条
So now let me get to the vital group
让我现在就交通这个活力牌的事情
So how does a vital group start it?
活力牌怎么样开始呢
Apparently you read it, so what is it?
所以你问了这个问题所以你读了这个信息
Stop. How does vital group start it? That's the second step.
他说两个人、啊、一起祷告、啊、那这个是第二步其实
What's the first step? First step is you have to have a burden. So you pray.
所以第一个是就是你自己需要有负担你自己需要祷告
So you become vitalized
所以你自己需要是一个活力人
And then you know well we cannot be do things a person is not enough so therefore with this burden you find another companion
所以啊，你知道你自己一个人呢、啊、不能够做，所以啊，你有这样的负担，那你就啊来找另外一个同伴。
Then you pray together.
然后你就跟那一个同伴一同祷告。
And then you find the new ones.
然后你找一个新人。
And you share the gospel with him.
然后把福音传给他。
Now you share him, then he become your partner again. Now you have three now.
所以你保养顾惜他、这样他也成为你的
同伴。So you continue to pray, continue to propagate, then you increase maybe four or five.
然后你们三个呢，可能就、啊、又增加到第四个、第五个。
And then we get to six or so, then you split into two.
然后你到了六个人的时候呢， 你又可以分成两个。
And then you continue to propagate that.
然后你继续的这样繁殖扩增。
Well, if that's the way the Lord gets you to do it, hallelujah, do it.
如果这样 你是这样主给你这样的负担的话，你就照着去做就是了。
I can guarantee you, if you have a better way to propagate this,to gain the new ones, brother Lee will say amen.
我保证了、如果你在这样实行的里面、你发现一条、别的路可能比这个更好，那李弟兄也会说阿们。
Brother Lee didn't say you have to do it this way.
李弟兄没有讲说、你必须这样子做。
But if you have a, if you are barren, you don't have a way to go. But he say, this is a good way. That is, you begin to pray, you become vitalized. A vital person is living and active.
所以如果你没有生养，你没有待人得救的话呢，这里李弟兄说这里是一条路，那你做，你实行。
The bottom line is this.
这个底线是。
It's not that you do this way, that way.
不是你这样做或那样做。
The bottom line is that, can you?Bear fruit.
这个底线就是你结不结果子。
You have a better way to gain fruit. I'm sure Brother Lee will come to say that's a good way to do it.
如果你有，你能够结果子，那你一定会说，哎，你这个路是对的。
But if you don't have a better way,
如果你没有更好的方法
，Here's a way.
那这里是一条路，你
可以做。
你就上这条路。
So.Take the spirit of this. That is, every one of us have to bear fruit.
所以我们有这样的灵，每一个弟兄姊妹呢，都应该结果子。
So the bottom line is, at the end of the year, do you have a fruit?
这个底线就是，好了，一年过去了，你有没有结果子？
The bottom line is, at the end, give an account.
所以最后那个算数。
It's not I've done this, done that, and this and that. That's not the main point.
所以不是说你做了这个，做了那个。那个都不算数的。
The point is that you can gain fruit.
这个点就是你能够结果子。
But according to the word and the sort of the pattern that's in the Bible.
照着主的话和照着这个榜样。
On the day of the Pentecost, the starting of the church life is from house to house.
在这个五旬节的时候呢，召会开始的时候呢，他们就是这个。
挨家挨户，
挨家挨户的，他们有聚集，所以这个是那个原则。
So every home, that's where you live. That's the most natural and the spontaneous place for you to propagate.
所以这个家是你住的地方，那是非常自然的一件事情。
So whether you invite
你能够繁殖扩增
，whether you invite people to your home,
你只要请人到你家里
，or you go to other people's home,
或者你到别人的家里
，that's not the main point.
这些都不是主要的点。
The point is to contact people.
主要的是就是你接触人
and you have a burden to get people saved.
然后你对人有负担要带他得救
you have a burden through this and through this bearing remaining fruit the body of Christ can be built up
接着结长存的果子叫基督的身体得着建造
this is the spirit
这是这个灵
this is the goal
这也是这个目标
this is the New Testament economy
这也是新约的经纶
everyone is a living functioningfruitful member of the body of Christ.
每一个人都是活而进功用的肢体，并且是结果子的肢体。
Yeah, yeah. 你要读啊。
Okay. Here the question. You mentioned that the new ones were mostly students for the campus work. What is the best way to contact the students?Have you found one method most effective?
Yes, speak to them.
就是你跟那、什么是最好的方法接触学生呢？就是你跟学生讲话，
them, yeah.
接触他们。
Now, of course, these days, the contacting the students and so forth are many ways. You speak to them, you tweet to them, you put in the social group and so forth, so on. There's all kinds of ways you can contact them.
当然现在有不同的方法可以跟学生接触, 你可以跟他讲, 跟他谈话, 或者别的, 都有不同的方法。
Everything is to get started is hard.
当然开始是比较困难一点。
But once you get started, the momentum is building up.
你一旦开始之后呢, 你慢慢这个动力就会, 加强。
Yeah. You know, as my testimony, initially it was quite a labor.
在我的经历里面, 刚刚开始的时候呢, 是需要花很大功夫的。
But you are willing to pay the price to do it.
但是只要你有, 愿意付这个代, 花上这个代价,
Once you have a breakthrough there,
那一旦呢, 你有突破,
and then it almost becomes self-propagating.
一旦你有突破了, 到后来就是, 很自然的, 它就会, 繁衍。
Because life does beget life.
因为生命啊, 会产生生命。
So the initial one, you have to persist.
所以你刚开始的时候呢, 你需要坚定持续。
Don't give up.
不要放下, 放弃。
Until it got a breakthrough.
然后到你有那个, 能够突破。
You know, like you dig a well, then don't dig 10 feet, it says nothing, you try another well.
不要像挖井一样, 你挖了10尺呢, 你就算了, 没有水就走了。
Then you dig another hole.
然后你就再挖一个。
You got all kinds of holes, but never get water.
你挖了很多的, 很多的这个, 挖了10尺, 停下来了, 都是你挖了, 但是都没有水。
So initially, you have to really persist on it.
所以刚开始你需要坚定持续。
Yeah.
好，我把这个读一下。 How to perfect sense in a home meeting when they are always new ones. In our home meeting, we would like to be able to pursue the truth in a consistent way. However, because they are new ones and gospel friends, we end up always answering questions and preaching the gospel. We just have concern that other saints who are not new might not be properly fed. How can we do it better? 他就是怎么样在这个家庭聚会里面成全圣徒如果你老是有新人弟兄姊妹来聚会了但是总是有新人来你总是要传福音给他或者讲这个福音的信息那些啊 不是很新的呢, 他怎么样能够得着成全? 换句话说呢, 弟兄姊妹得喂养, 得成全, 同时啊, 需要顾到福音的传扬, 啊, 怎么样是最好的方法?
There are two aspects, at least the two ways you can do it.
有两个方法你可以做。
The one way is that the probably a better way is that you get those who are already saved to feed those who are not saved.
一个方法就是啊, 你叫这些已经得救的呢, 有新人来的时候, 就叫他们来喂养, 这些新人。
then everybody gets something.
所以啊, 他每个人啊, 都在聚会里面啊, 有些得着。
So the meeting has to be very flexible.
所以这个聚会呢, 需要很有, 有弹性。
If you read the discardo, then we probably always say, be flexible, be flexible, be flexible.
在这个神命令的路上, 里面啊, 李弟兄老是讲啊, 总是讲啊, 我们需要有弹性。
So what does it mean to be flexible?
有弹性是什么意思呢?
It's you see the need and meet the need. Find the different ways to meet the need.
你有这个需要, 两个都有需要, 你就找一个方法来应付,
so you have some new ones, you have some saved 2 or 3 years, and so forth, so on.
所以你有这个刚得救的, 或者得救了两三年的, 或者其他的情形。
So you can ask those who got saved, you know, a period of time, say, well, we have the new ones, why don't you prepare something? So that you can speak.
如果有新人来, 那你可以跟这些啊, 得救了两三年的, 你就叫他你来预备一点, 这个新人来的时候呢, 你来跟他们讲。
So when they function in a certain way, they feed themselves first.
当他们啊, 这样去预备, 或者进功用的时候呢, 他们就啊, 自己得着喂养。
Because when they speak, they have to prepare, and so they have to get into the word, so they got fed. And when they speak again, many times it's this. Whatever you say, other people may understand, but you gradually get clear yourself.
他应该要去啊，跟喂养这个新，就是这个新人，他就去预备。那预备呢，他就得喂养。等到了他到聚会的里面呢，他去跟这些新人讲的时候呢，可能新人搞不清楚，但是他越讲越清楚。
So you have to find a way to get everybody to function.
所以你要找一个方法，叫每一个人都进功用。
Yeah, I think this is the best way.And sometimes if a group gets large, and then when you come together, you can subdivide into smaller groups.
所以如果来在一起的时候呢，这个人太多了，你就分两个组。
Yeah, of course, ideally the whole meeting will be about a dozen or so, because when it gets big, and then you subdivide into more homes.
所以最理想的可能就是十二个在家庭聚会里面，如果更多的话呢，你就分。
So that everyone can function.
这样大家都可以进功用。
But in my home, as I say, sometimes get to 50.
像在我家有时候这个人数会达到50人。
So many times we divide into many small groups.
所以很多时候我们就分小组，分好几个小组。
According to the needs.
照着这个实际的需要。
So many times, sometimes we have about 4 or 5 groups.
所以有时候我们就分成四五个组。
And each one according to certain needs.
每一个组呢，照他的需要。
Yeah. So you know, what you say is right. So therefore, in all the situation, again, actively look at the situation and find a way so that everyone can function and everyone will get the supply.
当然，在很多不同的情形里面，它有不同的需要。那你就需要很主动的能够寻求这个解决这个情形，应付这个情形的需要。那叫每个人都能够进功用，每个人都能够得到供应。这里有一个题目，不信相信不是
李弟兄是吗？
李弟兄姐妹的两个人的配搭，在该家的同时，在团体福音过程中，
召会
召会是如何带领和统筹的，各小牌是怎样协调的，这方面的经验交通一下。
OK, is it translated in English yet?
No,
no.
I'm not sure I fully understand.
Okay, I
yeah, yeah. Maybe you understand.
You said this is in my coordination with my sister and so my wife and so forth, and then how are they?Coordinate as the whole church among the these small groups and so forth, how the entire church coordinate. Let me put it this way. Brother Lee, in this matter, he really did not say you have to do it uniformly, because actually this is precisely it has to be flexible, because some family may do it on Friday, some may do it on Tuesday, some may do this and that. You cannot say everybody only do it on Friday.As the brother mentioned before, and some Friday they're occupied, and some Saturday, and so forth. So all this has to be very flexible. The church does have a burden to preach the gospel. So that means everybody preach the gospel. Now as to you're going to do it on Tuesday, Friday, or whatever day, and how much time, and so forth, it's up to you. I hope that's the case. I don't know. But at least that's the principle anyway. So whether in all the different groups, how are they coordinated? You just coordinate. If there's a need to coordinate. But many times, there's probably not much a need. Because this group, they will meet on Tuesday, Monday, that will Friday, some maybe in the Saturday, and so forth, so on. Because everybody's different. And the job is different.We know that some saints, they have a restaurant business. Their meeting time will be actually different. And some people may have a graveyard shift. That's their job. And then their time will be different also. But whatever the time, you find a time to do it. So in all this coordination in terms of the church, I think the church does have a burden to propagate, to increase. Right?Every family have the children. Doesn't mean that every family have to give birth in January. As long as every year you give a birth, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I don't think, this is the uniformity in this, but in terms of the burden, that certainly is the same. But practically detail how to carry it out, you have to be flexible. That's always the case.
所以有的小牌啊，要传福音啊这些，那其实这个它不是能够统筹的，不是一致性的，就每个人呢，他的环境不一样，有的人他参观开餐馆，有的人呢护士做夜班，他不可能呢同时间聚会或者星期五或者星期二或者其他的时间，所以这些呢都需要有弹性的，照着这个每个人的情形，每个这个小牌的情形，所以它不是统筹的，所以这个就是为什么需要有弹性，但是负担呢，就是说有的小牌呢都需要结果子传福音，带人得救，不是说大家都要哪一天大家都结果子，不是说哪一天大家都生小孩都是一天同样一天生。
So I can only speak for Riverside, you know, when you talk about the church and so forth, we don't touch that, but at least in Riverside, we don't have a uniformity.
他刚才讲的呢，就是讲他在地的情形，他也不是讲我们的情形，
yeah.
所以他不是一个一致性的。
Different church may have a different burden, how they do it is up to the local church.
所以这是照每个地方召会他各自的情形，
yeah.
他们决定不是一致的。 这里还有一个问题啊。 Last year we had more than 30 saints got saved in Columbia University, but most of them are not preserved in church life. If God saved five new ones from the whole meetings, how do we shepherd them? How will the Lord expand our capacity to shepherd new ones? That means to shepherd more new ones.
Mm-hmm.
We can help two new ones getting into the habit of morning revival at one time. How do we get more into the morning revival habit at one time? One period of time. In other words, in one period of time, the saints there, each one may have contact for two or three. But how do we get more since there are 30 saints got saved? So many. How to get all of them properly shepherded and to remain in the church life.
Amen. This is certainly is our burden, is that everyone who got saved will be a remaining fruit. That certainly is the burden.
当然我们的负担是, 所有蒙恩得救的人呢, 都能够成为啊, 长存的果子。
So you do the best you can.
那你就尽力做就是了。
But on the other hand,
但另外一面,
among the 30s,
在这些30个得救的人当中,
some will have more response than the others.
有些呢，他的反应啊，比别人的反应更好。
So if you only have a limited time and the resources,
如果你啊，这个你的能力啊，时间呢有限。
And then you will help those who can be helped and help them first.
那你就帮助那些啊，他能够接受帮助，先帮助他们。
And then train them or help them to help the others.
然后呢，这些呢，他能够得着帮助的，你就帮助他们呢，能够帮助别人。
This is like in Timothy, Paul tell Timothy.
这就像在提摩太书里面，保罗告诉提摩太。
You teach those who can teach the others, the faithful ones who can teach the others.
你就教导那些能够忠心教导别人的人。
Yeah. So if a professor and then you got so many students, you train some TAs.
所以你如果是一个教授，你有很多的学生呢，你就教几个学生呢，教他们做助教，教别的。And
the TA can have many discussion sessions.
然后这些助教呢，他就可以有很多时间来跟这些学生。So
but then you have to select those who are capable and faithful as your TA.
所以你就需要选呐，他能够做这个助教，他能够他有那个能力，他能够。 学得快的。This
is what Paul told Timothy to do.
这就是保罗告诉提摩太做的事情。
So I teach you, and then you teach others who can teach others, and keep going that way.
我教导你，提摩太，那你就要学着，学后之后教导别人，能够教导别人的。
And the other thing is this.
另外一件事情就是，
if you're really fruitful and all these people depends upon you, you don't have the time and so forth, you may consider full time.
另外一件事情就是，如果你啊 啊，这些都是你带得救的，这些都是你在照顾的。你时间不够了，那你就全时间了，不是吧
？No, I'm serious.
我不是开玩笑讲的。
These are the full timers.
这些就是全时间的。
Actually, I do have a burden to say a word. We all are full timers.
啊，我实际上是有负担，我们大家都是全时间的。
Whether you keep job, you don't have the job, and this or that, we all serve the Lord full time.
啊，不管你有没有工作。你是不是在职？其实我们大家都是全时间。
We all live to the Lord.
我们都是、啊、向主而活。
And then you occupy with the Lord bless you, and so forth. And gradually, you find your time is very limited now.
你啊，就是爱主，你服侍主，你慢慢呢、啊，你啊服侍越多，你会发现你的时间越来越少。
And the Lord keep blessing you, and then indeed you may consider the Lord, how about my job?
等到主非常祝福你，你就最后就是问，啊，你也问主，虽然你在职，啊，但是你蒙主的祝福，你就问主，是不是我应该把职业放下
？So you work yourself into dropping your job.
换句话说，你就做到后来呢，你就把这个工作也放下来了。
Hallelujah. That would be wonderful.
Amen.
Now the time is late.
Okay. Very good.
Amen.
Okay.
445.
Let me, before this, let me make a remark. When you,
那我再点出一件事情。
When you come to all these practices and so forth,
在所有这些实行的里面,
you know, these are very flexible.
这些都是很有弹性的。
These are not an article of faith.
这跟我们的信心没有关系，信仰没有关系。
Yeah. So don't take this as any legality.
不要把这些刚才的交通呢、啊、当做一个规条。
These are maybe some suggestions, some ways that you may consider.
啊，这就是一些建议，一些方法呢。
Yeah. And,
啊，你们可以考虑。
Yeah, you always adapt to your situation and the fellowship with locally with the brothers and so forth, so on.
所以你要照着你实际的情形啊来接受，然后呢跟当地的弟兄姊妹呢有交通。
Yeah.These are many of these just my experience.
这些很多就是我自己的经历。
And my realization.
我所了解的。
And certainly many of you have a better ones.
很多你们可能有更好的方法。
So that's why we need the fellowship.
所以我们需要交通。
Blend in the body.
在身体里相调。
And we can always learn from one another.
这样我们可以彼此学习。
Amen.
Amen.我们一起站起来唱，英文诗歌445首，不知道中文是哪一首。中文339首。中文339。Hey!
blessing soon again.
Amen.
Take my home and let it be consecrated, Lord, to me. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Oh, in this amazement and enlargement.
My home.
Amen.
In many homes in this city.
Amen.
Burning us for the gospel.
Amen.
Now's the time for us to pray.
Amen.
Pray.
Amen. Amen.